This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Sony Pictures has been adding up the numbers from its strange release of the Seth Rogen movie, The Interview. Instead of multiplexes, it ended up mainly in indie theaters and available digitally via a variety of online distributors. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has been looking into what the film's early grosses mean for the industry. Nancy?
By now, you know The Interview is a comedy about a plot to kill the leader of North Korea. Here's a little clip from it.
Kim Jong-un's people believe anything he tells them, including that he can speak to dolphins.
Sony canceled plans to show the film on Christmas Day after threats that mentioned 9/11. Initially, Sony blamed the big theater chains, but they told Variety they just wanted to delay the film until they found out who made the threats. That's beside the point now, because The Interview has reportedly earned more than $15 million through online distribution. You can buy or rent it on Apple's iTunes store, or on YouTube, or Google Play, or Xbox Video. Who needs the big theater chains now? The Interview is now ranked as Sony's highest-grossing online release ever. This is good news for Sony and Hollywood in general, because the studios generally get more of the money a film earns from online distributors. They usually have to split ticket sales with theaters 50-50, which leaves me wondering if the big theater chains are going to have to start offering studios a better deal and maybe stop charging so much for popcorn. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.